Well, Democrats have turned many American cities into sanctuary cities. Bring your illegal immigrants here. We will give them housing. We will give them money. We will feed them. We will take care of them. That all sounded like a great plan for Democrats until their cities have been overrun by illegal immigrants, with tent cities being set up, people being kicked out of hotels. It's been a disaster. The city of Denver has experienced this firsthand with tens of thousands, I think over 40,000 now, illegal immigrants pouring into the city of Denver. And now officials there are telling people, this video has gone viral, don't stay here in Denver. We will put you on a bus and we will send you on to greener pastures because it's gotten so bad here in Denver. Watch this.
Hemos recibido demasiados migrantes y por eso se acabaron los recursos. No, mira, no te vamos a bloquear. Si quieres permanecer aquí, no estoy aquí para bloquearte. Estoy aquí para avisarte que tu camino no ha terminado. Si permanecen aquí, vas a sufrir hasta más. Y esto no lo quiero ver. Que tu camino no ha terminado. Tu camino no ha terminado. Que viajas un tantito más. No tienes que caminar por ningún parte. Podemos comprarte boleto gratuito. Gratuito. Puedes ir a cualquier ciudad. Hasta la frontera de Canadá te llevamos.
Someone who knows all about this is former Customs and Border Patrol veteran and supervisor J.J. Carroll, 24 years in the Customs and Border Patrol, who's written the great book Invaded, and he's been warning us about the dangers of what's going on to happen in these sanctuary cities for a while now. We wanted to invite J.J. on to give his context here on this. J.J., welcome back to the show. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me back on, Clayton.
This is a disaster, it seems. I mean, Democrats, I think during the Trump years, and they could certainly roll out these sanctuary city ideas when you didn't have illegal immigrants coming to those cities, it seems, right? You didn't have this influx of illegal immigrants. Then once Biden opens the border, it seems like now this stress test has totally failed. What's your sense of these sanctuary cities?
Sanctuary cities are the greatest example of the left's hypocrisy. For decades, all throughout my career, but it has accelerated before Biden came in. And then when Biden came in, all the wheels fell off because the sanctuary cities lectured us from afar. Massachusetts, 2,500 miles away, New York City, over 2,000 miles, Philadelphia, over 2,000 miles. They lectured us about our lack of compassion, our inability to dig deep into our tax reservoirs to pay for illegal aliens. All that changed in about 2022 when all this influx of illegals, aliens came in and bombarded these cities. You showed Denver. So let me just give you some statistics on Denver. Denver has serviced and provided services to only 39,000 illegal aliens. That's 39,000, Clayton, out of over 10 million that have poured into the country, okay? Denver has a population of 3 million people, so less than 3.5% of their total population, 39,000, has brought Denver to its knees in social benefits. Denver right now, in less than a year, 18 months, is a $120 million budget shortfall because of all the illegal aliens. I'll give you another data point, which is incredible about Denver. Denver illegal aliens have been to the hospital, talking long-term stay, quick emergency rooms, thousands, millions of dollars, 20,000 times. So they have decimated the Denver medical system, okay? But when you go back, when you talk about the hypocrisy of the left, you have to go back. You can't look at it as a snapshot today. You have to go back to the timeline when they declared a state of emergency. Denver and Colorado declared a state of emergency when they had 1,000 illegal aliens in their services, just 1,000. They pulled the ripcord as fast as they could and said, state of emergency, we need federal help. Now, as you showed in the video, they're encouraging illegal aliens to leave their area to go and bombard Chicago, New York City. These are the same people that called DeSantis and Abbott a racist, xenophobe. They have no compassion or kindness because they were shipping illegals out of their city. The hypocrisy is so unbelievable. Now they're shipping them out, but you're seeing the degradation of America in the major cities, New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia. I can go on and on, but Denver in particular, less than 3.5% of their population has brought them to their knees, Clayton. Their social services are destroyed. They're cutting or have been cutting special social services, library hours, parks, renovations, police, to cover the shortfall of $120 million and counting every day.
It's absolutely terrible. And we, of course, have heard from Denver residents who said, you know, I can't afford to even pay my rent. I can't afford to live here. You're cutting my social services. This city, your budget, you're crumbling. You're bringing these cities to their knees. And my question is, where are these, how are these illegal immigrants getting to Denver? How are they getting to Chicago? The Biden administration, I imagine, is putting them on buses, putting them on airplanes, and flying them like right into the Denver International Airport.
Well, there's two different ways. So first, the people that cross the border illegally, physically cross through El Paso, San Diego, Juarez, wherever, into America. They're processed as parolees under asylum claims. Then this is the most, you think I'm making this up. We give them a piece of paper that they tell us that their name is John Smith and his real name is Mohammed Sheikh from Yemen. But now John Smith has a piece of paper. The NGOs, we turn them over to Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities buys them a plane ticket wherever they want to go into America, taxpayer funded. And here's even the kicker. The kicker is two kickers. They get on the plane. You and I have to use a real ID. They're going to search us, do everything. Illegal aliens walk through with a piece of paper stating who they are. It's all fraudulent. The second kicker is many of these illegal aliens are flying first class to get where they need to go. First class, absolutely first class. Documented cases, people posting videos, everything first class. The second way they're doing it, and Todd Bensman from CIS.org did a FOIA, and now the federal government had to admit the 43 airports, international airports they're using when they're flying illegal aliens into America. So you have them now, the federal government is okaying illegal aliens to take international flights directly into the interior of the United States. So you have illegal aliens from Haiti, Venezuela, et cetera, flying, and that's what's happening in Denver. The Denver population of illegal aliens is primarily Venezuelan. Venezuela released all of their prisons, okay? So you have all these people flying directly into Denver International Airport, walking off, getting with Catholic Charities, Jewish Family Services, and then taken to these shelters. And then they're provided money, stipends, etc. And thus you have this multi-million dollar shortfall of Denver. And the citizens are paying it. But the citizens have to pay it. You voted for these people. You chastised people like myself down on the border and called us all vile names because you thought it was morally, you were on a higher moral plane than us because you would open arms and bring all these people in. Well, we just sent you 39,000. You can't handle 39,000. What about the other 10 million that came across? What about the other small cities and towns across America that are being devastated by this?
Well, shouldn't all these Democrats in Denver that voted for this to be a sanctuary city open up their houses? I mean, maybe they should pass a law that forces them to open up their houses and have all of these illegal immigrants from Venezuela who broke out or who were released from prisons, let them sleep in your daughter's room. You know, what's wrong with that, right? Let them sleep in your children's rooms. What's wrong with that? Open your, you know, we're xenophobes. We're racist. We're xenophobic. You should open up your houses to that. Make breakfast for them every morning.
Yes. Well, here's the crazy part. You have people in Denver that are calling for that. Massachusetts governor's calling for it. New York, Hochul from New York and Mayor Adams from New York City. They're asking their citizens, their residents to open their houses to these people. Are you insane? That's like me just driving down a random highway, picking up a hitchhiker and say, hey, come on in, bud. Here's your guest room. Just roam around my house wherever you want. That's the insanity that we're living in. But that's how desperate they are. I mean, we can go down the list. Look at the state of Maine. State of Maine just paid $2.3 million to build a brand new apartment complex, fully furnished, just for illegal aliens. New York City now has serviced 175,000 illegal aliens in New York City. It has brought them to their knees. Now there's a new bill, Clayton, you won't believe this, because illegal aliens are so stressed from coming across the border that now there's a bill inside the legislature in New York to allocate minimum $15 million for mental health services for illegal aliens. This is the insanity, but you have to understand, like, let's say that, you know, I live in Kansas. A normal Kansas will say, well, that's just New York City. But you have to understand, the federal government's backstopping all of these financial losses. That's why you saw Mayor Adams in New York City flip-flop. He was hardcore, no more, no more, no more. Okay, now we can take him. Well, what happened? New York City's at a $12 billion deficit. That's with a B, not an M. $12 billion deficit, okay, because illegals. And he's telling them, bring more and more. Well, what changed? What changed is the federal government is backstopping. So your dollars, your tax, this is April. April 15th is around the corner for tax day. Your tax dollars are paying for these people to live for free in America.
You know, Denver has asked its residents to, you know, start renting to illegal migrants, right? So, okay, they haven't gone as far, I think, as New York and open up your homes and just allow them to move in, right? But you should rent to illegal migrants. So imagine if you're a property owner that owns a rental property and you have a normal tenant, American tenant who has citizenship and has proof of income. Now you're being asked by the Denver City Council to rent your property out to an illegal migrant. I'm sure they're going to have all the paperwork, and I'm sure that they're going to have all of the funding that would allow them to live in this property, right?
Well, what you would do is you'd bring those people in. I've seen it. I've seen these squat houses. I see what they've done to communities all through Arizona and Southern California. They destroy them. They will get money from rent check, whatever they're going to call it in Denver. They're going to subsidize all this rent. So what these families will do is they will be smart and they'll say, I lived in squalor wherever I came from. I lived in squalor. You lived in squalor. Why don't we go move into this 2-bedroom apartment? We'll put 3-4 families in it. Now we all pay $200 a month instead of $1,300. And now we're making money. And they'll just destroy it. And then good luck. Really, really good luck to you, landlord, getting them out of your apartment or your home. It's not going to happen. They're going to put all kinds of restrictions on you. You would be an absolute fool, but there are people that are going to do it because they're going to see the cash grab, but they're going to pay dearly in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. So your little nice little house that you renovated in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, that's now like probably worth like $600,000, $700,000, you're going to rent that property out, and you're going to have former, you know, criminals that have been released from Venezuelan prisons living in your property. They've got a check because it's been subsidized by the Biden administration, and taxpayer dollars going to move in and trash the home and destroy the home. And that's exactly what we're seeing over and over again.
But what you will also see, Clayton, and it's the thing that's never really discussed, is once these families move into your neighborhood, your beautiful, pristine neighborhood, you will start to see prostitution. You will see drug running. You will see human trafficking. You will see child trafficking in your little suburban home in Colorado, tucked away in the mountains, thinking you're immune to this. You're not immune to any of this. This is going, they're going to move in, and literally crime will spring up out of nowhere. Look at Whitewater, Wisconsin. Same thing. 15,000 people. They brought in 1,000 individuals from Nicaragua and Venezuela. Crime is rampant. I spoke to the chief of police last week. He goes, it's out of control. We're seeing kidnappings, rapes, sexual abuse of minors. We're seeing everything that we never saw before. We were a sleepy little town in Wisconsin. Now we're a crime mecca. And I told him, well, sir, I apologize that this is happening, but this is not going to go away. And this is what's happening across America. What's happening in Denver is happening in every major city, and it is spilling over now because the major cities, Clayton, are completely saturized. They do not have any more space. Look what's happened in Chicago and New York. They are doing 30 and 60 day evictions. So they're evicting homeless people back on the street. They have to go through the welcome center, and then get put back into the system and wait 30 days to apply to get back into a shelter. What do you think that looks like over 6 months, a year? You have people that are angry, resentful, they're tired, they're dirty, they're hungry, their kids are crying, they're sick. Do you think they're just gonna sit and take it? These are men, majority all men, from war-torn nations. You're gonna tell me they're not talking amongst each other and saying, look how fat, lazy, and soft America is. We can take this. We can take it. Don't think that they're not talking like that, America, because they are.
And they are. And of course, we know this through social media apps and of course, This is, you know, this is what we've been covering here on the show. One of their leaders on social media was just arrested by ICE. I'll get you out of here on that question. So, JJ, we had that guy who, you know, that sort of I guess illegal immigrant influencer who was telling everyone, you know, squat in people's homes, come to the United States. Here's how you do it. You're going to get free money. Papa Biden is giving you free money. You can squat in people's homes. He was arrested by ICE over the weekend. To me, that seems like a show, right? He's like a target, right? Because he was on social media. But how many more? It's like a hydra. How many more of him are there out there, right? He's just sort of a figurehead in this. He gets arrested, but that's nothing, right?
Right. He's one of millions. I actually like the guy because he validated everything that I always say. Every time he popped up a new video, I would go, you don't have to listen to me, listen to him. But when you listen to what he would say, and he's from Venezuela, he didn't say anything that was factually untrue, Clayton. Everything he said was actually true. And here's the dirty secret that ICE won't tell you. America cannot deport anyone back to Venezuela because Maduro told us to pound sand a couple months ago and said, we're not taking back anyone that left our country. So now you own them. So they, through our laws, we can't hold him for indefinitely. So you will see that gentleman be released back into America very soon. You'll see it. It's going to happen. That's what to bring it all together, Clayton, understand how weak we are as a nation, that nations that are crumbling, Venezuela is crumbling. They're telling us to bend a knee and to follow their demands. And we do. And we do. Donald Trump didn't do that. Donald Trump said, no, you're taking a back room, taking all your foreign aid away. And know what they all did? Across the globe, not just the Latin American countries, across the globe, every major leader bent a knee and said, yes, sir, I'll take back my people. So we were having, they call it 21-day flights across the globe. ICE was deporting people all day, all night, 365 days a year. And that stopped under Biden.
Well, you reap what you sow. Look at these sanctuary cities. All you need to do is look at Denver right now to see the disaster unfolding. JJ Carroll is the author of the great book, Invaded. You should go check out this book. I think it should be a must read. Everyone should read this book. Go to Amazon right now and read the book. JJ, thank you so much for joining us as always. And we will continue to watch this, see what happens in these sanctuary cities. Thanks, JJ.
Thank you, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.